Welcome to Shomach Shov and Adaf. We're holding in Zvochim and Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that there are six things, or according to Rabbi Akiva, seven things that are extremely important and they're not bottle. What is the six things? The first one is egoizei parech, walnuts parech. What does egoizei parech mean? So Rashi explains it's a place. There's a place called parech. The egoizim come from there, and that's what makes it so important. But Tosfos brings another pshat. Tosfos brings that they're called egoizei parech al shem shenifrochim. They crumble. And what do you see from the idea that they crumble? So he sends us to a medrash. The medrash in the Psikto Rabti Pashu Yudalef compares Am Yisrael to egoizim. And it says over there, Omer Abilevi, egoizei zeh yesh po shloish shominim. There's three types of egoizim. There's egoizei parech, there's egoizei beinunim, and there's katroinim. That's all the three egoizim. So sheperech, what is perech? She nifrach me'atzvo, it crumbles on its own. The beinunim, you have to hit them, and then they break. And the katroinim, it's very hard to break them. So he says the same thing by Am Yisrael. There's the ones who do mitzvahs on their own. They crumble on their own. They compare to the tzaddikim, that they do the mitzvahs on their own. There's the ones that if you ask them to do a mitzvah, so they will answer. It's like you break them. But that's the beinunim. Then there's the one that you can hit so many times, it's very hard to get for them to do a mitzvah. So that's the psikto, and that's what you see from here, the idea that egoizei parech means something that crumbles. So we see over here that egoizei parech refers to crumbled, and it refers to Am Yisrael, specifically the tzaddikim in Am Yisrael. And this explains us another medrash. The medrash Rabbo, and Bamidbar and Pirchos Parasha Chof Aleph, it brings over there that the pasuk says, tzaddik oichel soiva nafshoi, ubeten rishoyim techsar. The tzaddik eats and he's full, and the stomach of the rishoyim is always missing. So what is it? This is a maaseh, brings a story. There was a guy that invited his entire city to come and enjoy a party. He made a big party. And the story says, I was also there. And everything, he had everything he needed, all the foods in the world, all the mat'amim sheba'olam, everything was there on the table, except for egoizei perech. He was missing these egoizim, these nuts. So he got so upset, he took the table and he threw it, the whole thing, he broke the entire table. So says Rav Dostoy, I asked him, why are you doing that? So he says, you say that we have oilam hazeh, you have oilam haba. So you have oilam haba to wait for. But we have oilam hazeh, if I'm not enjoying this world fully, so I'm not happy. So it means better than Rishayim Techsa, we're missing out. So the Ish Bitzel, the Me'a Shiloach, the Chalak Beis, he says, because by Yisrael, Adirabah, the main shleimus of Am Yisrael is that they're missing something. So then they know that they have to, everything they need comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they're missing something, then they have to daven to Hashem, because they know they don't have everything. Everything comes from Hashem. But by a goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them everything in this world. So they need everything to be there. If it's not there, they are missing out on their Olam Hazeh. And Rav Yaakov Leiner, the son of the Me'a Shiloach, in the Sefer Hazman in HaKadosh HaPesach, he explains based on that, that the Zohar says, the Pasuk says, Elohim HaSeicho Elohim HaSeloch, referring to over the Zohar, and it says, it's Chag HaMatzos Tishwar, that someone doesn't keep Pesach, he eats Chometz at Pesach, he's as if he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. So explain the Sefer Hazmanim, that Elohim HaSeicho refers to exactly what the Medrash mentioned over here. The person wants to have everything here in this world. Why is it called Masecho? So Masecho is only something which is covered, only what's Megushim, which is front of his eyes. He said there's nothing else in the world except what he has in front of him. But Yisrael, they have Bitochen and Hashem, they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't need everything in front of them. But someone who eats Chometz at Pesach, that means he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took him out of Mitzrayim and he can rely on him. So he's over the Aver V'Dezara. You learn from the Pasuk, Elohim HaSeich Elohim HaSeloch. He has only the Gashmias which is in front of him. He doesn't go and give up the Gashmias in order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But according to the Psikto that Tosfos mentions, it comes with Nifla Moed, why specifically the thing that was missing to this Goy was the Goy Zeperech. Because the Goy Zeperech refers to the Tzaddikim in Am Yisrael, that they are doing mitzvahs, that they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this whole mitzvah is to come and say the difference between Am Yisrael and Umas Olam, to show that Am Yisrael, they are believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they follow Hashem. But Hashem and Umas Olam, they need to have everything in front of them in this world. So the thing that was missing, the item that was missing for the Goy on the table, was specifically a Goy Zeperech, who speaks about, reminds us of the Tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, Thorim Nifloim Beyoseh. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shov Shiurim, please email shomachshov@gmail.com.